I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. A new film in India showcases the power of media, but local Christians would say it's the power for evil, not good. The story of Sanatan Karmahidharma seems to blame illiteracy, superstition, and other societal problems on Christians. John Padidi with Bibles for the World says one example of this film's false messaging is this.
The conversion scene that is portrayed in this film, the woman is offered money to become a Christian, to join the church. And this is the misconception that just pervades across India.
It released February 7, despite Christians petitioning officials that it be held back. Padidi says the film will reinforce lies and strengthen resistance against the church in India. Pray more people of India realize Christianity is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, not a matter of bribery or evil. Then, creative problem solving is helping small Christian businesses flourish in Zambia. Tim Landis with Farms International says
83% of the nation's power comes from hydropower. So if they have water flowing, then they have electricity. If they experience droughts, they don't have that power source.
Webster, a Christian business owner, lost money when he had to shut down his barbershop during power outages. Thankfully, training from the Full Circle and a Farms International loan gave Webster the leverage he needed to overcome these challenges. Farms' interest-free loans help Christians succeed in small business and grow the local church through bigger tithes. Learn more at missionnews.org.
We need people to come alongside us to see the expansion of our programs, not just in Africa, but all around the world.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So, by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.